This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
All righty, time to recap this hockey game. Dallas 5, Anaheim nothing. Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, be joined next segment by Josh Brewster, host of Duck Calls, which will follow our broadcast. And you're hearing that name a lot during our recap. Young man's name, Jason Robertson. Dan, he started the scoring back in the first period.
Yeah, he did on a play that you wouldn't expect to result in a goal, but it shows the importance of winning puck battles. Jason Robertson won one behind the Anaheim net from Ducks center Isaac Lundestrom. Then Robertson skating out from behind and to the left of Ducks goaltender Anthony Stolarz, put a sharp angle shot towards Stolarz. The puck caromed off the goaltender and in. Robertson gets his 20th goal of the season. Roope Hintz and Colin Miller with the assists. 4:13 into the first period. Dallas on top, 1-0.
In our play, the game comes up right after that as the second period got underway. It's brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, you can visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. And there's that name again coming up, Robertson, to make it 2-0. Robertson gets it again. Out high for Haskinen. With 38 seconds to go, a shot, they score! And Jason Robertson gets another one here for the Dallas Stars on a power play with 37 seconds left in the Jones Minor, and the Stars take a 2-0 lead.
Well, no question, shortly before this goal is where the game really turned into the favor of the Dallas Stars. The Stars with some pressure in the Anaheim zone. Ducks had an opportunity to clear the puck, but mishandled it in front of their own net. That resulted in more Dallas pressure, and ultimately, Ducks winger Max Jones taking a tripping penalty against Stars defenseman Colin Miller. And then the ensuing power play, Jason Robertson from the top of the right wing faceoff circle able to put a shot past Anaheim defenseman Simon Benoit off the goal post and in on Anthony Stolarz's stick side. Robertson's second goal of the game, 21st of the season. Miro Heiskanen and Joe Pavelski the assists. At 7:43 of the second period, Stars were up 2-0.
And they would add another one minutes after the Robertson's second goal.
Yeah, the Stars coming out of immediate timeout. Tyler Seguin won a faceoff in the right wing circle, and Miro Heiskanen able to fire a shot from above the right wing faceoff circle. Created a big rebound and low on the left side. Joel Kiviranta able to cash it in. For Kiviranta, his fourth goal of the season. Heiskanen and Seguin the assists. That goal at 11:09 of the second period made it 3-0 Stars, and that was how the second period concluded.
And then again, it was Dallas doing all the scoring in the just completed third.
Yeah, another power play goal for Robertson at 1:23 of the third period. Ducks defenseman Simon Benoit took a tripping penalty against Roope Hintz. Stars didn't need long to capitalize. Robertson from the top of the right wing circle, his 22nd goal of the season. Heiskanen and Hintz with the assists. Heiskanen finished with 3, Hintz with 2. And for the Ducks, that is the 8th time this season they have surrendered multiple power play goals in a game. 8 times in 24 games, so exactly one-third of the games the Ducks have played, they've given up 2 or even 3 power play goals. You're not going to win when that happens. And then the Stars capped the scoring at the 11:23 mark. Wyatt Johnston assisted by former Ducks defenseman Yanni Hockenpah. Johnston with a backhander up high from in front of the net. His 7th goal of the season. That put the finishing touches on a 5-0 Dallas win. And Stars goaltender Jake Ottinger stopped all 31 shots he faced for his 2nd shutout this season, the 4th of his young NHL career.
Time out. When we come back, we'll bring in Josh Brewster. We'll each have a thought on what we saw tonight here in Dallas. All ahead on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down three positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Never miss a shift on Duck Stream, the 24/7 streaming network for the Anaheim Ducks, powered by TuneIn. I'm Adam Henrique, and I approve this message.
All righty, back here in Dallas for a final segment. Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster. Let's start with Josh. 5-0 final score. Dallas wins. What's on your mind, Josh?
You know, I'll tell you, I think it's disheartening when you see the effort and you see no results. This is not a night where the Ducks, checked out. I think they were chasing the game. They chased it vigorously all night. Unfortunately, we have to ask ourselves, what are they going to do to be able to establish any kind of offensive zone time and be a threat in the offensive zone? Never mind the defensive zone and the forecheck that Dallas brought. That's enough to talk about. But, boy, just a complete inability to manufacture second chances, establish a presence, get some rebounds, any serious rebounds. And that's really disheartening because I think they really did put forth an effort tonight. I just think they got run over by a better club.
Yeah, no question about that, Josh. And, we came on the air for our pregame show talking about the challenge for the Ducks to back up a really solid effort in Nashville the other night and, put a couple in a row together. And I thought for the first period and maybe 6 or 7 minutes of the second period, the Ducks were right there, but then things fell apart quickly. And to your point about the lack of offensive opportunities, I think it just kind of points up where the Ducks are in their development right now. Against good teams, in order to win or even in order to stay close in the game, the Ducks need an awful lot to go right. We saw it in the game against the Rangers where the Ducks won and the Rangers hit 5 goalposts. That's not going to happen every night. And when pretty much everything doesn't go your way, you're going to get what you got tonight, which was a convincing Dallas Stars victory. The Stars are a division leader in this league. The Ducks are the last place team in the overall standings, and there's a pretty good-sized gulf between the two.
Yep, it's tough to watch, and I'm sure all Ducks fans feel the same way, but it will get better. Patience is the key word in my mind, and we'll see if we can show some kind of improvement. Two tough back-to-back games, Josh, coming up with Minnesota and Winnipeg. Last time they were in Winnipeg, they stayed in the game to the bitter end there and lost by a goal, but what do you see down the line here in the next few days? What do you want from the Ducks on Saturday and Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I want to see them come up with this kind of an effort. Maybe they can get some breaks and maybe they can get a power play goal. Maybe they can hang in there longer against the Wild or the Jets. Dallas looks a lot better than I thought they were going to be this season. I have no problem with their effort. I am actually encouraged by that, even though there's no silver linings when you get shut out 5-0. But maybe they can manufacture some breaks against the Minnesota Wild. It's certainly an awfully good club they played tonight.
Yeah, and the other thing now that we're going to have to watch the next couple of days will have to do with the status of center Isaac Lindstrom, who did not play at all in the third period, left with an upper body injury. And, you know, while Lundestrom has not duplicated what he had done last season, you still don't like to be losing players, and we'll have to see whether Lundestrom is available this weekend or, if not, how the Ducks adjust.
All right, Josh, you got our good buddy down in San Diego on your show coming up, don't you?
Yep, give us a call, 714-940-2888. It's Duck Calls, and my guest tonight, Andy Zilch, the voice of the Gulls, should be a good show. Give us a call.
All righty. We expect our fans to be tuned in for a game at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's coming up on Saturday afternoon. And then in Winnipeg from the Canadian Life Center, more Ducks hockey before they come home to take on Carolina on the 6th of the month. Want to thank everybody involved in the broadcast. Of course, Dan Wood and Josh Brewster. Cash Hibbler back at our Skyview satellite station. They have everything going well there. Kenneth Mendez is our on-site engineer. Did a terrific job. First time we've got a chance to work with him. Hopefully we do again down the line. For everyone else, thanks for listening tonight. Sorry we couldn't get you a better score. 5-0 was the final. Dallas over Anaheim. And stay tuned for more Ducks programming on Duck Stream. So we'll talk to you on Saturday afternoon. Good night, everybody. And you've been listening to Ducks Hockey on Duck Stream. So long.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
Today's hottest hits are not only topping the charts. They're boosting your day with positive energy and catchy hooks. And the best app for all your favorite audio, TuneIn, is here with our exclusive Today's Hit Station to keep your finger on the pulse of today's hottest artists like Harry Styles, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, and so many more. Plus, you can ditch the commercial breaks with a TuneIn Premium channel. Look no further. Stream Today's Hits. Only on TuneIn.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
The music you love is the key to a great day, and the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Duck Stream. Powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. 714-940-2888. Duck calls on Duck Stream tonight. Stars 5, Ducks nothing. The ugly truth. Too bad. The most disheartening thing for me tonight with this loss is, you know, the Ducks didn't check out. The Ducks weren't dogging it. The Ducks weren't looking down in the mouth. They kept coming, and so did the Dallas Stars. So, you know, it's one thing to watch your team, you know, check out, fall down a couple of goals, and everything falls apart. Really, the Ducks just chased the game. After the first period, they just were chasing the Dallas Stars the entire night. From my perspective, I think the Ducks, as I said earlier in the broadcast, we got to watch how many pucks we're dumping. how many pucks we're giving away before we've established ourselves in the offensive zone. Slow it down a little. Slow down a little. Get into the offensive zone. Move the action down into the opposition's end. Get behind their net. Take just a little bit of time to get all five guys into the offensive zone. This is how you manufacture rebounds. This is how you manufacture second chances. The Ducks had very few of those tonight, and no presence in the offensive zone that would give the Dallas Stars pause for any stretch of time. And that really was killer. Because I know how the Dallas Stars came in the offensive zone in our end. I know how hard they forecheck. I know about their talent, and I know they're better than I thought they would be coming into this season. And they're getting some other young guys, on their roster who not just Robertson, but they've got Wyatt Johnson score tonight, and they're really coming. But it's too bad that the Ducks just could not establish anything and could not put the Stars on their heels for any of the last 40 minutes. First period, I thought they started well, but it was not meant to be. So what do you think? What do you think the Ducks would need to do to establish an offensive zone presence with this personnel? Is there anybody from San Diego you think should come up? This is an interesting question now. We're going to talk to Andy Zeltz tonight. We'll take the temperature of the Gulls, see what's going on down there, but we'll also see what Andy has to say about the Ducks. But what do you think the Ducks would need to do to establish offensive zone presence? Because that's really lacking. And my recommendation is you can't dump the puck as much as you do. And when you come in, when two guys go into the zone, it's great if you can get a shot, but it's even better if you can hold it in there and get all five guys into the offensive zone, and then start wheeling and dealing and cycling the puck. Take a little extra time. Get some second chances. But I didn't see that coming tonight. Dallas just ran them over tonight. This is a club that, who knows, they could be a contender, as they say. This could be a contending club. Did not expect that. Did not expect the hat trick from Jason Robertson. This whole league did not expect what Jason Robertson is doing thus far. He's on pace for a whole lot of goals. I think John Aller's calculated he's on pace for like 68 goals. This is before the game started tonight. We'll see how that all goes in the second half of the season. But he and Roope Hintz are certainly doing something pretty big in Dallas. So let's take a break here on Duck Calls, and I'll be right back with Andy Zeltz, the voice of the San Diego Gulls, and we'll break down this game. We'll talk some NHL, talk some Gulls too, right here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'll be right back.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
That's the sound of Desiree getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting presents for all 5 of her sister's kids, and we paid for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 0.99% APR financing. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 1/3/23. Length of contract limited.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Get your free Wild Wing Nut Quacker presented by Impact on Friday, December 23rd, when the Ducks take on the Calgary Flames at 7:30 p.m. Only the first 10,000 fans in attendance will receive this figurine, so get to Honda Center early. Reserve your seats now at AnaheimDucks.com/Quacker. AnaheimDucks.com/Quacker. Well, I'll tell you what. Boy, I've been meaning to have Andy Zeltz on for quite a while. Glad I finally woke up. Here he is. Andy Zeltz is here. He's the radio and TV play-by-play voice of the San Diego Gulls, and he also hosts SoCal Hockey Talk on Extra 1360. Andy, good to have you. How you doing?
Hey, great. Thanks a lot for having me on here tonight.
Yeah, well, listen, it's been a while, and I keep saying, Andy Zilch, I got to call Andy Zilch. Well, finally I woke up. Listen, Andy, this was a rough, rough night for the Ducks. And my observation before you came on was, and I'm going to turn it over to you now, I'm disappointed because I thought the Ducks made the effort tonight. I think they got beat by a better team, especially in the last 40 minutes. I'm concerned about the Ducks' ability to establish things in the offensive zone. But I got to give credit to the Stars. I think this is a vastly superior club. But I don't think the Ducks checked out tonight. I don't think the body language was bad. I don't think they tuned out. I thought they stayed with it. Unfortunately, that was basically involved chasing the Stars most of the night.
Yeah, you know, and it's tough, too, because, you know, this is my first time on, so this is my first time to voice my opinion on the team. And, you know, nobody expected this to be where the Ducks are going to be standing here once we enter December. And I'm kind of shocked by it. But, you know, what I'm not shocked about is what you just talked about. And to me, you know, I saw Dallas Aikens here only for one season with the Ducks, or I'm sorry, with the Gulls, before he got to the Ducks. And I think that that's kind of his pedigree of his team, is they're not going to give up no matter if the score is 7-0 in a deficit or a 7-0 lead. I think that's just kind of the pedigree that he has led for this organization. And it's really tough to see that this team, you know, not coming out on the good end of these games, because I think some of these games they deserve it. And that's just the hockey gods. You know, sometimes you're not going to be smiling upon them. Hopefully this club can pull through, and I really think they deserve the best. But, you know, sometimes you're not going to get that.
Well, let's talk about the local boy, Jason Robertson. Real young, he gets a hat trick tonight. He's come on like a ton of bricks. He's right on top of the NHL scoring list, and it's not a total surprise. I mean, he's been on the way up, but the level of production is certainly a surprise. And, you know, he flicked a couple goals in there tonight that were basically, you know, kind of rerun goals. They set up the right screen in front of Anthony Stolarz, and he is just something to watch, Jason Robertson.
Yeah, you know, they know how to work him, and, you know, he's been one of those key cogs for that organization, and I think it's kind of fun to watch. You know, it's unfortunate to watch here tonight, but I think that's one of those guys that Dallas has really hooked on, and they kind of realize what type of player he is on and off the ice, too. I mean, I think I don't know him at all, but from what I've heard and reading things, is he's got a really good mindset around the rink, and he's the kind of player that leads by example. So, you know, it's something that they know how to utilize his skill set. Like you said, those goals were reruns, and, you know, they know how to utilize what his attributes are on the ice. And, you know, I think that comes with good playmaking around him, too. So it just kind of it all boats together as one good asset for him, and that's why he's excelling so well with that organization.
Yeah, well, you know, it's certainly a tough night tonight for the Ducks. Are you surprised that – you know, I was a little surprised that we didn't have an answer for Robertson's line. And that makes me wonder about how we're coming together in terms of having a dedicated shutdown line. It seems to me that Dallas is still searching, because it was rather fluid who went up against the Robertson line tonight. But boy, we could use a shutdown line and establish one as soon as possible.
Yeah, you know, and you actually said it right there by saying the word line, because, you know, a lot of people might be listening in and they might think, oh, you know, it's the shutdown defenseman, you know, those two guys on the blue line. Well, you know, if it's one thing that I've learned in pro hockey is, you know, especially in interviewing players, is the forwards take just as much onus as the defensemen do when they're talking about the defensive zone. So you can't just pin it on two guys. You got to talk about the five-man unit that's winning battles and creating turnovers and forcing the opposition to make those mistakes. So you're right. You know, it's got to come to fruition on a full line. And, you know, hopefully that's something that can get generated here sooner rather than later, because the time's starting to tick and you got to start throwing some wins together and rise up through the standings and just make a case to be a team that's not where they are right now. And I think that the Ducks are certainly better than what their record dictates.
Yeah, and it's disappointing. We got a number of guys who have been dry in the point totals over the last couple of weeks, and I'm hoping some of them can turn it around. Let's talk for a moment here, Andy. I want to get on to some NHL stuff, but before we do, I think it would be good to talk a little bit about the Gulls, as I think I would imagine that at some point, you're going to see some more of the Gulls coming up here and the Ducks trying different things and giving some guys some opportunities. But why don't you tell me right now, who on the Gulls is on the injured list right now? Who's been laid up recently?
Yeah, well, it's I hope we have enough time here. How much time do you have?
Well, I know
it's been hitting fast and furious. I mean, we had three injuries one game. We had Axel Anderson go out. We had Brent Gates Jr. go out. And we had Josh Lopina go out all in one game. That was last Saturday, right before a road trip to Vegas where we played the very next day. So those are three injuries that got hit with us. We got defenseman Josh Healy that got injured. Our captain, Chase DeLeo, has been injured since game one. We had Drew Helison and Luca Profaca. Each were sick, but now they're back. So that's good news. And then we also had a recent injury to Ole Eriksson-Ek, but he's back again. So, you know, we're starting to get healthy, but at the same time, the list is pretty long. And, you know, that's something that I talked with Coach Sommer about today. And we've had an NHL schedule here in the month of November, and generally in the AHL, you have probably about four or five less games in this month. And it's unfortunate that we're so injury riddled right now because you're seeing so many games. So I'm not making excuses for the team, but you know, if you're playing all these games clustered together and you're missing some key pieces to your team, you know, that's going to affect your roster a little bit. So, you know, we're seeing a little bit more losses come in bunches, but I'm not giving any excuses for this team.
Yeah, well, the reason I started there is because I know that the guys have been dinged up down there, but there's a few names that I think that maybe we'll go over for the sake of Ducks fans, guys who perhaps we'll see here sooner than later get another taste or their first taste of the NHL. Let's talk about a couple of them. Let's start with Jacob Perreault. I want to know what he's been doing down there in San Diego. He's got 6 goals, 4 assists for 10 points. Certainly a prospect who the Ducks have a lot of faith in, and I'd be interested to get your take on his development thus far.
Yeah, absolutely. And his story is actually the most interesting story this year, in my opinion, because he had a very, very tough start to the year, and he actually turned out as a healthy scratch for one game. But since that healthy scratch, he has taken off. And I've seen more confidence in his play. I've seen more puck control, and I've seen more point production, and I've seen more scoring. He had 3 goals in 4 games after that healthy scratch. So obviously the message was sent that, you know, you need to be better. You need to take some more responsibilities. And, you know, I think the kudos to the coaching staff for realizing what needed to be done. And they addressed it. They made him think about it for, you know, a game. And then he responded by performing extremely well since. So, you know, that's one player that I think has had the best story so far this year in terms of turning things around in a quick fashion.
Let's roll through a couple other Gulls who I've got on my mind. Let's talk about Braden Tracy. You know, we got him on the heels of the pick in the Brandon Montour deal, and he's our first round pick, 29th overall in 2019. Interesting player. He got a little cup of coffee in Anaheim last season, but that's another name I wanted to ask you about as well. Braden Tracy, left wing.
Yeah, he has excelled since we've seen him back in the COVID season. I remember he came to the Gulls, and that was when the WHL was just starting to generate play again. They didn't, so we're like, all right, you know, we'll try him here in the American Hockey League, and he wasn't to the speed yet. So he went back to the WHL, and this year specifically, I'm seeing things that he's never done before and he would never do in that first year. He only played about 13 games, couldn't register a point, but he's finishing checks. He's being aggressive on the forecheck. He's getting in post-whistle scrums, which, you know, it's not his game, but he's willing to do it. And he's also diving for pucks. He's blocking shots. He's doing everything that a professional needs to do at this level. And those are things that I would not have seen from him in the first year that he was here. And it's almost like, you see the development unfolding in front of your eyes, and it's really fantastic to watch. And I think that's one thing for him, that the sky's the limit, because if he's grasping that in a year and a half, who knows what's going to happen in another year and a half, being settled into the American Hockey League, chipping on the heels of the NHL, and then hopefully cracking the NHL roster for good.
All right, let's move on and talk about Benoit Olivier Grew, and then we're going to get on to some NHL stuff. Ben Grew is another interesting player who we've seen up here. You know, he played 18 games for us last season, and he's a second-round pick in 2018. But he's a guy who, of course, we've got our eye on, and I know, you know, this is a development project. I think he'd be playing for some NHL teams, depending on the situation right now. But it's certainly very important for him to spend his time in the AHL. What do you think of Ben Grew's development at this point?
Well, I think he's probably one of the closest players to coming up to the NHL. I mean, you guys saw him last year at the beginning stages of the season. I don't think we saw him until mid to late December last year, if memory serves me right, and rightfully so, because The best thing that I love about Grew is he's defensive zone first. And we realized that in his rookie season that he was so responsible in his own zone, and then he cared about the offense. And this year, I think the offense is getting complemented with his defensive work. I think this is the first year that we've seen him explode and be leaned upon as an offensive player. That wasn't really part of his game in the previous two seasons. He's by far the best penalty killer that the San Diego Gulls have. So Ducks fans, look forward to him centering the penalty kill for years to come, because he's so fun to watch. And it's so weird to talk about a defensive player being fun to watch, but he's a guy who lays it out on the line every night. His heart's on his sleeve. He's blocking shots. He's diving in these shooting lanes. And he's also forcing the opposition to look so silly, because they're trying to take their time and he's not giving them that time. So it's fun to watch him just be a dog on raw meat on the penalty kill. And then this year he's been on the power play at times, and he's been on a top scoring role too. He's been centering a line with Rocco Grimaldi and Daniel Regan, and those guys have been excelling with point production. So I think he's definitely taking his game to another level, and that's something that the organization probably wanted him to do this year. And he's answering the bell. It's been really exciting for him.
Yeah, no, they're being patient with him. He has good size, and we look forward to more from him. Certainly liked what I saw when he was with us. Let's talk about the NHL Pacific Division for a couple minutes here. You know, it's a little bit, well, it's not upside down, so to speak, but there's some teams emerging like Seattle. The LA Kings are kind of coming on. They had a good finish. They went to the playoffs last year. Calgary's been sort of mediocre. Let's start with, what do you think of the Vegas Golden Knights? And who do you think the cream of the crop is in the Pacific Division? Like, who, if you had to pick three clubs that you think will ultimately go to the postseason in the Pacific, who would they be? But let's start with Vegas, since they're so dominant right now. Give me your take on them.
Yeah, I mean, I would start. Vegas would be my team. And you know what's funny too is I hate to say this, but I think it was kind of a good situation and net for them with everything that unfolded, because I saw the prospect pool that they had in Nett and Henderson, and I think that everything just kind of fell in the right direction for them to succeed as an organization. I mean, you hate to see your top dog go, the guy that you picked, Marc-Andre Fleury, over, go down with an injury. But when you have guys that are waiting in the pipeline that are just chomping at the bit to get to the NHL and stay in the NHL, well, I think that kind of just solidifies, because Thompson was a backup for sure, and maybe he was going to be a guy that was going to be in the AHL. Well, he won the Rookie of the Month award, 8-2-0 record, and almost a 91 save percentage. I mean, they kind of knew he was going to be good. And that was the question mark for Vegas, was, are they going to have the goaltending to do this year? Well, I think that question's been answered. So they're my top dog out of the Pacific Division to answer that question. And I can keep rattling on with my other three. I mean, I think Edmonton's going to be the other one. And then, I really don't know who my third one's going to be. I think I'd really have to sit down and think, because I don't think Seattle's it. I think they're close, but I mean, I guess I got to tip my cap to Calgary, who's kind of struggling right now, honestly.
Yeah, they are. Something tells me they bounce back, though. Like, as the season gets tougher and tougher, something tells me Calgary will get a little better and better. But that's,
I think, like, I'm kind of thinking, and especially, I mean, with a Sutter-led club like that, I don't think they're going to stay where they are. I will say this, though. I knew Seattle was going to be better this year. I didn't think they'd be that good. But I mean, if you look at their top three forward lines, I was like, okay, that's a pretty decent top three forward group they got there. I think that's why they're having so much success.
All right, let's click over to another topic here from the Pacific. Erik Karlsson, certainly a very interesting resurgence for this player. 11 goals, 21 assists for 32 points. He's actually comes into tonight's action sixth overall in NHL scoring. Have you given a thought to where he might end up if they deal him? It's a hard cool. trade to make. But I think when the GM says, I'm ready to listen to offers, which Mike Greer has said, then I think the Sharks are looking, I think they're looking for a haul. So I can only imagine what haul that would be,
yeah.
or whether there'd have to be three teams involved. But, boy, who do you think would be able to line up for Erik Karlsson?
That is the million-dollar question. And it's a good question to ask me, because Roy Sommer was formerly the San Jose AHL coach for 24
yep.
years, and he had some good insight
yep.
on Karlsson. And this was at the end of October when, you know, we were having a fun conversation about Karlsson, and Coach Sommer actually put it perfectly. The reason why he's mopping up points right now, and he said he has nothing to lose. He's going to go into the offensive zone and try to put points up, because why care about the defensive zone right now? The team's not going to be a contender, so try and light it up offensively. And I thought that was really a smart thing to talk about. Now, if he gets dealt to a contender, is he going to have that same kind of mindset? You know, that's one thing to think about. But you know what Erik Karlsson can bring to the table. I mean, my goodness, he had over a point per game with Ottawa, so in terms of who is he going to go to, I couldn't even begin to generate one, just because of what you said, the haul that's going to come with it. And are some of these contenders going to really want to part with maybe two first rounders or a first rounder and a prospect and deplete their prospect pool? I don't know. You know, that's a
I
really
think
good
they
question.
Would,
I unfortunately can't answer
I,
it, but those
I
are my two cents on the situation.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. You raise a good question. I think they would. I think that, I think that if there's some clubs who are contenders, like let's say the New York Rangers need a boost, it would be a very hard deal to maneuver, but, you know, I could see them doing it. I could easily see them coughing up multiple picks. That's a lot of player. All right, let's click over to the Metro Division and talk about the New Jersey Devils for a moment here. Everybody's talking about the Devils. I can't stop thinking about them. 19-4-0. It's really a remarkable story. Tremendous. Their goal differential is plus 36. They've come on like a ton of bricks. And, boy, you want to talk about some prospects all hitting their stride. At the same time, you know, Nico Hischier, Jack Hughes, they're getting goaltending from Vanecek. Are you buying the New Jersey Devils, or do you think that they're going to fizzle out?
I am. I'm bought, because I didn't think it was going to happen this quick. And it's funny, because I did a lot of homework on the Devils this past summer, and I thought, okay, it'll be 2 years before they're doing what they're doing now. But I'll tell you what, Vanecek and that didn't see that coming at all. I mean, he just won what he won the three stars for November.
Yes, yep,
and,
second
and I
star
didn't
of November.
See that
yeah.
coming at all.
Yep.
So that was the big question mark for them too. You know, like, it's funny, these goaltending question marks are getting answered by guys, and I've seen Vanecek play in the AHL before. I saw Thompson play in the AHL before. I knew Thompson was going to be lights out, but I really didn't see this from Vanecek. But, hey, when you get that type of group in front of you that's excelling, you know, if you can stop 25 pucks a night, you're going to be good.
Andy, let's finish with this. Let's double back to the Ducks here. It's a rough night. It's 6-16-2 now, and things are looking rough. Again, I applaud the Ducks' effort tonight. I don't think that they tuned out at all. But from your perspective, you know, what would be your prescription? You got two more on this road trip. What would be your prescription for the Ducks? I'll give you mine, and I'll turn it over to you. I mentioned this earlier. You can't dump as many pucks as we dump. I think you got to work on carrying it in. I think you got to go way deep into the offensive zone and get all five guys into the offensive zone, then start firing. I think it's absolutely imperative that the Ducks try, even if they don't have the personnel to compete with the Dallas Stars, try to establish something in the offensive zone, and again, don't dump it in as much, but move the action and have a guy behind the net to feed pucks back out to the slot. Try to bring it in closer. That would be one thing I would say. But what would you prescribe for the next couple of games for the Ducks on the road?
I was actually going to go a little bit in a similar direction, where if you are doing the dump and chase, my prescription would be just to throw as much pressure on the defense, whoever you're playing, for however long you want to continue the dump and chase, because that's going to force some terrible mistakes from the other team's defensemen. I think if you got to do that, you got to send it hard. And it's almost got to be kamikaze style, because if you do that, there's going to be some pucks that are going in directions that they don't want that puck going to. Now, I understand you don't want to be chasing pucks in the NHL, but if you're going to go with that type of mindset, then you got to make sure that you're flying in hard, especially along those wings, to make sure those outlet passes are taken care of, and then those defensemen are either moving their feet or they're forcing pucks where they don't want to.
All right, Andy, give me a preview of the week. I believe, yeah, it's the Wranglers, Calgary Wranglers, coming up Friday and Saturday, correct, in San Diego?
That is correct, yeah. We got a four-game string against the Calgary Wranglers, who are a very good team. They can score almost at will. They got an AHL Player of the Week and Matthew Phillips that's coming into town. So the call's got to be ready defensively, and this is a defensive core that we played with five defensemen in Sunday's game against the Henderson Silver Knights because of all the injuries and the sickness. So we're finally generating some players back, but those guys got to be ready because these one-on-one battles that are going to go on in the San Diego zone could make the difference of this game. So to me, that's the big scouting report. You just got to make sure that you holster that offense from Calgary. And if you can do that, there's going to be some shots towards Luke Ostrostal. He's going to take care of him. I mean, to me, I think he's the best goalie in this league, and Ducks fans, get ready, because he is going to be incredible for Anaheim for years to come.
Yeah, actually, before I wrap up the show tonight, we all Ducks fans are generally pretty impressed with Lucas Dostal. So just give me a real quick update on how he's doing down there in the Nets.
Oh, gosh, he's phenomenal. I'm one of his biggest cheerleaders, and he's got several of them. And I'll tell you, the 18 guys in front of him are ahead of me in that pecking order, because you can tell that they're playing for him as well as they're playing for themselves. He's made some jaw-dropping saves game after game, and he's a consummate pro. He has been there for the Gulls every single game. He unfortunately got yanked twice this year, not to his fault, but his goals against average and save percentage, aside from those two pulls, is, I think, 93-plus save percentage. And his goals against is somewhere around 2.5 if you take out those two games. So if you think about that, you know, that's the goaltender, that's a force to be reckoned with in the AHL. And he is just so much fun to be around, too, because he knows his job. He knows what he has to do.
22 years old, Lucas Dostal. Of course, all Duck fans very familiar. We saw him for a few nights last season, and we'll look forward to more. Andy, let's do this again real soon, and hopefully it'll be on a night when we win 5-0 as opposed to the opposite.
Absolutely. I'm free whenever you guys need me. It's always a pleasure jumping on here and chatting with you. I've had so much fun tonight.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you so much for joining me on Duck Calls. All right, folks, I'm going to get out of here. We have a very early game. Thank you, Andy. We have a very early game on Saturday morning. It's an 11 a.m. game start, but 10:30 is the pregame right here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. And I will be here, so let's get out of here. It's a tough loss tonight, 5-0. The Ducks drop one to the Dallas Stars, but coming up, the Minnesota Wild on Saturday morning, and we're going to look for a better result. Hopefully, you know, same effort, but a better result. Maybe some things can start to click for us. Maybe we can get some opportunities that we didn't get tonight. So thank you for listening to Duck Calls on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. I'll talk to you Saturday. Go Ducks.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive, score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think Mark is overreacting to this,
music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available. With live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
The double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hall with a house call. Touchdown.
ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9 and when an argument
plus
is
ad-free music and news just to sweeten the pot. So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Join the Mighty, a new loyalty program that's free to all fans. It will unite several groups of fans from the longest tenured Orange Alliance members to the newest members of the fan base. Download the app to join in on the fun, including trivia, polls, challenges, and chances to win prizes. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/app.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for continued coverage on Duck Stream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, powered by TuneIn.